Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Ashley Bastock, Cleveland.com, with us in the previous segment, as she is every single Wednesday at 3:20. John Fantic coming up in about 15 minutes. John's usually with us on Tuesday, but he's at 4. And then Ross Tucker, who is going to be on the Browns-Raiders call this weekend for CBS Sports. He'll be joining us at 5:20 today. So plenty to get to. I agree with the statement that a win on Sunday means more for Shador personally than it does for the Browns, who will just then be a 3-win team. Mm-hmm. What I think is interesting is, if you really want to get to the ultimate bleep storm when it comes to Shador and the Browns, if the Browns were to win on Sunday, and Shador plays reasonably well, and they go back, to Dylan Gabriel on Monday. Oh, man, is it just going to be a great and awful week?
Well, and that's what I think is really interesting with you say reasonably well, and it's like at what spot do we have to then make it almost with an exclamation point that we're not even having that conversation on Monday? Because we've talked a lot about what the convos on Monday will be, and I do wonder if he basically replicates what Dylan did in the Minnesota game, is that enough to get him off the hook?
No.
I don't think so either. Like, I think for Shador, he's got to, as always, it feels like he's got to go that much above and beyond in order to really stamp down the approval of everyone inside that building.
It does feel like the amount, I would be curious, the amount of turnovers versus touchdowns that has to happen to what you're saying.
Because, that's why I got my scouting hat on, Nick, and I'm using my eyes. It's the eyeball test weekend, like you wouldn't believe.
Stefanski has had a fatwa on turnovers this year. In a way that...
Is that a what now?
A fatwa. Look it up.
No! Nick Wilson, Walkers! Dang it, bling, dang it!
We don't use
those words and knock down parts down there.
Now, that being said, he has taken turnovers personally in a way, after last year, that he hadn't the first couple years. Like, I think he lived with more turnovers earlier in his tenure. And he made such a point of it with Flacco and Dylan Gabriel.
Because last year broke him in many ways. When it came to turnovers, I think he left those games thinking, after watching Jameis, who turns the ball over a ton, and Flacco and all those guys. Last year with Jameis, and I feel like when you lead the league in interceptions, his response to that was, if we fix that and that gets corrected, all of our mistakes will go away. And then Dylan Gabriel didn't turn the ball over, and you still had a bunch of mistakes.
Well, but I think that's like, I think that is the crux of this weekend. There's an element of Shador that occasionally you are going to have to let him go off script, because that's what the kid does. Like, when he can extend a play, not by, you know, turning into a 30-yard run, but he can extend his play by moving around just a little bit and allowing something to open up. Well, that's the thing that Kevin Stefanski doesn't want, because it usually leads to turnovers. So I feel like usually we do the 2-1.
Yeah.
Like, for every turnover, you're going to have two scores, right? I almost wonder if even that's enough with Shador, considering, again, he's not Kevin Stefanski's prized possession the way that certainly Dylan Gabriel is.
I think it's going to be like the court ruling on porn, where you know it when you see it. I think that's what it's going to be with Shador this weekend. You'll know it when you see it. You'll know it. You'll know it. We will be able to know. We won't have to go to the box score hunting. We won't have to be the box score jockeys on this one, because being a box score jockey at this point just gets you an EPA that doesn't mix with PFF, that doesn't mix with passer rating,
which
that
doesn't mix with OPP. The QBR.
All this nonsense.
You know me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know that you're an OPP guy. You always talk like a
what?
You always talk about people that curse and how awkward it sounds.
Uh-huh.
You being an OPP guy.
You know me.
Yeah, no, I don't love that for you.
That
Matt,
flowed.
Can we get a ruling on this one? Did that not sound incredibly awkward?
Awkward cursor, the guy that called out?
He always calls you out for that. Did the OPP thing work for Nick?
Sounded like fudge to me, bud.
Just didn't sound right, Nick.
Yeah, like you would know. Yeah.
Give me Mr. Milk Toast over there.
Yeah.
That's not because you're wearing a white shirt, Mac. I think that's just in general.
No,
I think
not because you look like the singer from Lifehouse.
That was a generality that he was throwing in your direction.
No, it's the fact that you're very bland personality-wise.
Oh, jeez. Come
that's
on.
Mean.
Thanks, come man. When I want food recommendations, I'll go to you, too.
Oh. Ooh. Ah.
Anything else for you, too?
I think we're good.
Okay, good. So
you're saying?
No, I lost my thought now. I don't have it.
OPP, yeah, you know me.
So because of the different ways that we try to use metrics to evaluate these quarterbacks, and they're all so across the board messed up, I think we are, in fact, going to have to use the you know it when you see it when it comes to Shador tomorrow.
But that's
or at least
the problem,
on Sunday, excuse me.
Is not only are there 75 different metrics to grade either young quarterbacks, but people are going to weight them depending on how well they actually thought Shador played and their pre-existing thought on Shador too. There's the galaxy brain element to unless it's a definitive Peterman or full Mahomes.
But think about it. Sunday,
anything in between is going to be litigated to hell and back.
Sunday was about as bad as it got for Shador. We've talked about it. It went as poorly as it possibly could have for Shador. And even in that game, we left with how many different people, myself included, being like, well, hey, how about that pass to Fannin? How about that that corner throw to Larvidan? How about the little things here and there? And so that's why I feel like box score evaluation of Shador is just not going to be able to tell the whole story. I think it's going to make, if it's not definitive one way or another, I think Monday is going to be a bloodbath with some of these conversations.
I mean, if it's more positive than negative and they win, that's not quite Mahomes. But at the same point, if it's more negative than positive and they lose, like those are kind of towards the extremes, everything in between. Like a tie, and Shador has like an 89 quarterback or passer rating, and it might as well be hell on earth for us on Monday.
Welcome to Monday. Welcome to this Brown season.
Welcome to Earth.
Yeah.
I love that. I'll tell you, aliens ever invade this?
You want to be the one to say welcome to Earth?
I want to be Will Smith. Welcome to Earth as an alien pops out, and you just deck that alien. I won't hurt another human being. I certainly won't hurt animals.
Your first instinct is to punch the alien?
What's your first instinct?
I'm going to try to make friends.
Jonathan?
I'm going to try to make friends with the alien.
How you
alien,
die.
If the alien came all the way to Earth, they got all the tools to dismantle me and kill me right on the spot if they want to. Friendship's got to be the best option that I have there. Going up there and trying to be like, I'm going to sucker punch an alien and hope that gets me out of it?
Yeah.
No chance. Yeah. Also, why
when I see a lion in the wild, alien? You know what I do? I go, hi, kitty, kitty. Want some catnip? That's what I do.
What you're describing is going up to the kitty and punching the kitty in the face. Maybe the kitty just wants to
run away.
Maybe the kitty just wants to hang out for a little bit. Maybe the kitty isn't. Maybe the kitty, in fact, is not wanting to just rip your head off. But also, we're talking aliens, not lions. You're moving the conversation
Same
here.
Premise.
No. So wait, is it one alien or you got multiple aliens on this thing? Are we a solo traveler?
No, this is a one-on-one. We're using the Independence Day thing? The Independence Day. There's one guy of a myriad of them, but you're just talking one-to-one.
I'm looking for peace. I want to band up with these aliens.
When I leave
you came
the aliens,
all the way to planet Earth. I think you did a solo mission all the way to planet Earth, and then you're just going to let me just sucker punch you in the face and call that a day? No chance.
When I
that
leave alien the aliens because of my seconds. Act of dominance, and you're somehow subjugated to the aliens, we'll know how this is. When you're a puppet for the aliens, and I'm talking about the worst kind of puppet.
Weapons we've never seen that they have. You're going to get
when
fried.
When bleep blop and bloop blop are using you in unconscionable ways.
Just press a button.
Think
boom.
Back to this moment.
Nick Wilson doesn't exist anymore.
You're just going to be like, I'm subjugated to you. I mean, Jonathan, they're under my control. What are you doing? John Fanta in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.